With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Onto the weekend in front of us, and Justin Evans is going to play a big part in that. Let's welcome him into the program. Justin, morning to you. How's things?
Yeah, g'day, Jordan. Hi, Butch, and to all the listeners. Really looking forward to this meeting that I'll be calling tomorrow at Otaki. What I can tell you, I don't live too far from the area, and certainly this morning as we head into the weekend. Gee, I don't think it's stopped raining since midnight. Pelting down it was today, and I think the forecast says it will remain. So that track is probably going to get deeper and deeper. Brings the wet trackers into it, of which there's a fair few there tomorrow, Butch. But looking forward to the feature, the Hawke's Bay Cup.
Yeah, sure is. Plenty of wet track form to go through. Let's have a look at the last five on the card. First of them being race four, the Vets at Riverbank, and one that'll be known to many of our Australian listeners, Mr. Mojo Risen, out of the Andrew Forsman Stables. Had the one run back, got the claim of 3 kilos. The money started to come. He's 4.20 into 3.60. He might start pretty close to odds on, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to beat, for sure. As you say, our Australian listeners will be well aware of him. And there was a very good run, too. First, Butch, running fourth, he'll be better for that. That was fourth at Ellerslie to Provence, who is a pretty promising sort of horse. And Provence got well up in grade last week at Trentham and just about pulled that off with a ripping run. So that form is franked. Bit of rain around, not going to hurt him. With the claim, right stable, plenty to like about him. A little smoky in the race for anybody who likes something at big odds. Number six, Prioress. Just been waiting for her to get on something pretty deep. Now, if she hits a heavy track there tomorrow, she's a little chance. She's better than the form. Just look, she's an out-and-out wet tracker. Number six, Prioress, and Lisa Latter going very well. But, yeah, certainly with the toppy, Mr. Mojo Rising, hard to handle.
First leg of the quaddy, this one, good race, open handicap over the 1,600 metres, and didn't know where to go here, particularly with that rain that's been around. Bookies have settled on Contribute as the favourite, but plenty of chances.
Yeah, I think there's two main chances, Butch. Certainly Contribute. She is a good mare, wet track as a tick for her. She was a very good winner of the Taranaki Cup on her home track, two starts ago on a pretty wet sort of track. Of course, this is a mare that has raced in Australia. She won a couple in Queensland last year, and last start was a bit of a train wreck, really, for her. Nothing went right at all. She was pretty unlucky. Now, she hasn't raced for a little while since then, but didn't trial up before that trial. She looked in very good nick just a week or two ago at Foxton. So she's ready to go. But in saying that, I think the one I'll be tipping here, slightly better value, number 11, down the bottom of the book, Pride of Aspen. You won't go wrong here each way. She is going to be hard to beat, I think. She's a local mare. She's a mare that's been tried in some good races. Actually went around in the Group 1 on this track last year. She ran fourth in the summer to Campionessa at Tarapa and the Isuzu. She was very nice first up, second up, up to the mile, wet track, home track. All press. Plenty to like about her, so I'd be sort of around those two, I think, in the fifth of the day.
Race six is the feature you alluded to earlier, the Hawke's Bay Cup. So many good horses have won this over the years. Didn't think it was a bad field on Saturday, bit of depth to it with some promising horses. The likes of Chevelle de Foudre, who was really good last week at Trentham. He'll come in on the minimum of 53. Scratching a snazzy tabby takes a little bit of interest out of it. Testify Me was good last time. And don't discount the South Islander, particularly with the aqua that's about Prince Albie.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I thought a very open race, good contest coming up, and those three you mentioned, I'm going to be doing exactly the same. He's my top tip, Testify Me. He's a $4 favourite at the moment. Look, he's just a good horse. You go back through his career, he's only had the 16 runs. He's a six-year-old, so he's been lightly raced, rarely, and he has never run a bad race in his life. Wet track is a real tick for him. He's going to be as strong as an ox coming off the St. Ledger win, where he was great running down the underbelly in a big gap to third. He's been very good since being stepped over ground. I think he's a big winning chance, but Chevalda Foudre, you mentioned there, Butch. I'm the president of this horse's fan club. Tipped him up pretty strongly last week at Trentham. I think he's a horse going places. Jeff Lynn's might have got himself another good horse. We know how many wonderful horses he's had over the years. This is a pretty good galloper on the making, I think, Chevalda Foudre. Very interesting. He's backing up, getting chucked in the deep end somewhat. He's well up in grade, obviously. It was just a rating 65 last week, but it was a very, very big run on the back of a run prior to that, which was enormous. I think he's got it all before him, and the wet track is a real tick to him. He's out of a Lord Ballinamere. He's strong. He's on the minimum. Expect him to run well. And, yeah, look, you can't discount the Southerner, can you, Butch Prince Albi? Bit of an ask, 58 kilos. He's a big, strong lad, Prince Albi, but still won't be easy for him. But wet track's a real plus for him as well, so he adds to the mix.
The feature sprint, the City of Napier sprint, the next. Bradman was super good in winning last week. I know he's back in trip to 1,200, but the fact that it's going to be wet probably negates that back in trip business. Another pretty even field.
Yeah, it is, but I do like one here. Fairly keen on We Will Rock here in a bit for Butch. He's a pretty handy horse, this fellow. Good enough, again, another one who was good enough to win in Australia last year. He went over there for just a few runs to Randwick, and he was able to salute. He's only had the 16 runs. He's won five of them. Pretty decent horse when he's on his A game. Look, I think trainer Guy Lowry was interviewed on track at Trentham when he resumed. He did sort of chuck out the warning that he's probably going to need that run, albeit he was very well backed. So he sort of ran like a horse who would be better for it. He's got a very good second up record. The blinkers are back on. He's two from two on a heavy if it gets to that stage, but certainly any given the ground is only a plus. He's got a good draw. I think he'll run really well. And number seven, Arisa Reese is the other one I'll be looking at for the Tiako team. A pretty handy mare herself. Good first up, good wet track record, lightweight here. She'll run well. And the other one I would check out who could be a little bit of an upsetter is Free Sergio. You look at his win strike rate. He's a very hit or miss galloper, but when he hits, he's pretty hard to handle. He's a freewheeling sort of horse. If he gets out in trucking, they might have a few problems getting over top of him. So he's a chance. But We Will Rock is the one I'd be tipping.
Big field in the last, Justin, to round out the quaddy. Bookies have sort of McLaren's in the market. The Ugly Sister was good winning last time. Doesn't mind a bit of cut in the track. They're the two that the bookies have found.
Yeah, I can name eight here and miss the winner. But the Ugly Sister, I think I'd be surprised if she doesn't go close at least 14. I know she sort of took 10 to win one. She always threatened to be a pretty good horse, and she might well be. How often do we see it? They take a little while to break through, and she was very dominant. I know it was just a midweek maiden there at Matamata, but she put them away and won easily and gets through wet ground really well. She's a mare on the up, and by the time we get to the last race, just depending what happens with the rain, she'll be right at home there. So she's my top tip in the race. Few for odds, nine share power. He's a hit or miss horse. He can, very similar to Sergio on the previous, occasionally gets out and rolling, and wet track will suit him. He's probably an upset chance in the last. And 11 Cyclone, he's probably got the right form lines. She's a three-year-old filly on the up, a couple of very good force to some pretty decent sort of three-year-olds in her last two in December and Nefeti. She'll just about run the favourite of Cyclone and a very good chance. But that's a very open race at the last of the day.
Yeah, sure is. Righto, what's the best of them on the card, Justy?
Best bet of the card. Look, I'm very keen on Flight of Aspen. Certainly race five, I think, her and contribute, but I'll be surprised if she's not one or two. And she's sort of each way odds at about $5 and $2. So race five, number 11, Flight of Aspen.
Good man, thank you. Good calling for the weekend, busy old weekend. And, looking forward to the Hawke's Bay Cup. Always a really good race.
Yeah, thanks, Butch. Appreciate it.
Justin